Emily Mendoza, and I am a current Blue Diamond in the company. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, because I know there's plenty of you guys that have not met me yet, I got started back on January 24th, so it's been about 10 months that we've been involved. And prior to Kyani, I had, you know, kind of a been there, done that mentality to the network marketing industry. I had, you know, dabbled in three other different network marketing companies. My husband said that he's donated to a network marketing company before as well. And it's safe to say that we didn't have any success. We didn't have any success, and what we quickly learned as soon as we, you know, were introduced and educated on Kyani and really in the network marketing industry is there's three things that are a necessity in order for you to have success in any network marketing company, okay? And the first thing is culture. Culture is extremely important. If you're surrounding yourself by positive and like-minded individuals that also are achieving or you know, wanting that same success and having that same goal in mind that you do, which essentially is time freedom, right, then you're going to be successful if you surround yourself by other like-minded individuals. System is really what sold me, you know, when it came to Kyani, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys that are on this leadership call right now. What really, you know, drew my attention into Kyani was the done-for-you system. When I heard that 95% of the work is practically done for you when it comes to the leadership and when it comes to our system and our mobile app and so on and so forth, and all we have to do is plug in with 5% in order for us to become successful, I was sold. I was completely sold. But if you're like me and if you want to go above and beyond and if you want to just really, you know, blow through the ranks and achieve success for not only yourself but your team, you're going to want to go above and beyond. And if you do more than what you're paid to do, you will eventually get more or get paid more than you do. And I'll say that again. If you do more than you're paid to do, you'll eventually get paid more than you do, okay? And that's huge. But one of the main topics that we want to talk about today on this call is the holiday season, okay? And I'm sure a lot of you guys can agree with me on this. You know, a lot of people that we're talking with or really just some people that we're talking to help, you know, keep engaged and keep motivated, they're really having a hard time throughout the holidays, okay? Well, we are here tonight to change your mindset on the holidays, you guys. Like, you need to learn how to use the holidays, use Thanksgiving, use Christmas, use, you know, New Year's coming up. You need to use that to your advantage because what's our goal? Our goal is to have time freedom, okay? So if we're worried about the holidays coming up and spending money on this and that during the holidays to not invest in ourselves, to not invest in our family, then we've got to change our mindset, and we have to help the people that we're introducing to this business, and, you know, we have to help our team understand that the mindset is completely key when it comes to this business. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up my husband, top producing Blue Diamond, Mr. Andres Mendoza, constantly going to bat for his team, always willing to pick up his phone call, bend over backwards, and do whatever it takes to make sure his team achieves success before he does. So Andres Mendoza, hubby, go ahead and jump on the line and let them know how we can use holidays to our advantage.
Hello, Team Fusion. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody didn't eat too much turkey or got enough rest to be able to take notes. Jim Rohn says, don't trust your memory, so please get that pen and paper if you haven't done so already. You know, this is Andres, and I'm truly blessed to be on this call. I just want to thank Mr. Nieves for allowing us to do this. It's truly an honor. But I'm absolutely blessed to be on this call, and here's why. It got me thinking whenever, you know, I was asked to do this call about what I was doing last year at this time. And last year at this exact time, I was driving home from a JOB on a Sunday because I worked weekends and I was coming home to my wife. So I was missing out on weekends and everything like that until this amazing opportunity came to my life. And I'm just so blessed to be on this call. So I'm fired up, guys, absolutely fired up. And the topics that I want to go over, the two topics, I want to keep this short and sweet, because it is the holidays, you know, everybody, this is family time. But the two topics are the holiday season and using it to your advantage, like my wife said. And the second one would be overcoming holiday season objections, okay, because we're dealing with that a lot during this holiday season. So the first one, Just like my wife said, the holiday season and using it to your advantage, guys, this is an advantage. You literally have to change your mindset. I hear people saying, oh, you know, it's the holiday season. People aren't going to have the money. Well, if you think like that, guess what happens? Everybody you talk to is going to have that response, because whatever you think becomes. So you need to change your mindset, guys. Mindset is everything, okay? And once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change as well. I'll say that again. Once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change as well. It's remarkable of how true this is. It's almost, I want to call it magic, because it's true and it's true and it's true. So the first thing that you can use for your advantage is, it's the holiday season. You're going to give out gifts, right? You're going to spend money, right? So why not invest that money into 7-day trial packs and hand them out? Because we want to generate customers. We want to generate customers, okay? And what's the best gift you can give somebody? It's the gift of health, right? So invest, instead of doing what I usually do, which is buy a whole bunch of gift cards, because I really never know what to get anybody. Now you know what to get them. You're going to hand out 7-day trial packs. You know, stocking stuffers or whatever holiday you're celebrating and you're giving out gifts, you're going to give out 7-day trial packs, and you're going to help people with their health, and it's going to plant that seed. Now you have a reason to follow up with people. Now you have a reason to talk to people, because we're trying to generate customers, okay? So this leads me to the second little bullet of the holiday season and using it to your advantage. You're going to see people or run into people that you usually don't see. You know, you're going to see maybe relatives or friends that you haven't seen in a while. And I'm not saying that whenever you go to family functions or you go to holidays that you're going to vomit Kiani pitch. No, you're not. That's not what you're going to do. What you're going to do is plant the seed. You're going to hand out the product to them, you know, and depending on how fast that seed blooms into a flower, maybe it does right that second and they start asking you about the business, or they start asking you questions about that, then that's your foot in the door. Now, are you going to start explaining the business? Absolutely not. If you guys are together and you're at a family function and there's nothing going on, sit down in front of a computer and have them watch your webinar. Or if you're at a family function and there's family stuff going on, tell them, hey, I'm going to send you a video that's going to explain it. I'm going to send you a 30-minute video that's going to explain this whole opportunity. That way you're not explaining the business. Because Mr. Jordan always tells me, he goes, if you're explaining the business, then your credibility is going down. And Mr. Jordan, if you don't know him, he's top producing Green Diamond. You know, he's also the one who got it in my head that you want to help people. You want to help people with their health. That's why we're going to hand out these 7-day trial packs. He told me, Mr. Jordan told me, that if you want to, you know, you got to reach for people's hearts before you reach for their hand. You got to reach for people's hearts before you reach for people's hands. And he also told me that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Again, guys, use this holiday season for your advantage. It's your advantage to be able to share and care with this product, so your foot gets in the door. So all of this will do is generate customers. Yeah, it will then generate some distributors as well, but we want to get customers, right? We want to get 3 customers every single month. We want to get 3 distributors every single month. So if you're going to see people that you normally don't see, I would say that is a huge advantage. Don't you guys agree with me? Absolutely. You guys are probably nodding your heads right now on this call. So the third little bullet of the holiday season and using it to your advantage is you're going to be traveling into different markets, or people from different markets are going to be traveling to you, vice versa. Again, man, that is a huge advantage. This doesn't happen all the time. Again, you see people from other markets. You're talking with people from other markets. You're mingling with people from other markets. You're handing out product to these people. How great would that be for your business if another market starts to blow up because of you planting the seeds at a holiday function, taking advantage of the holidays? So that's our main focus, is changing our mindset that these holiday season is awesome for our business, because it truly is. It truly is. We're going to be able to hand out more product, and we're going to be able to communicate with people that we normally don't communicate with. So it's an absolute blessing to have this holiday season right now. So my topic number 2 is overcoming season objections, which we're all going to hear. Now, if you're on this line and you're not yet a Sapphire, still take notes, because you're on this line. That means you're a leader, so you're going to be a Sapphire one day. But this is mainly for Sapphires and up. And that's great for you, for everybody that's not a Sapphire yet, because what do? All you do when people give you, you know, people are throwing stuff at you, you don't want to overcome objections. You want to play that game. It's like hot potato. You want to pass that potato to your upline. You want to schedule a three-way phone call with your upline. It's really that simple. You follow the system. You know, you follow the system. You don't overcome objections, and you pass it to your upline. So if your upline's dealing with them, they're going to hear, just like I heard. I was on the phone, I believe it was 2 days ago, with a gentleman that I was talking to about the business, and he told me, he goes, hey, well, you know, everything sounds great, but, you know, it's the holiday season. So I responded with, everything sounds great, so it's the holiday season. You know, a question with a question, like, hey, what do you mean by that? Then he started to say, well, you know, I got to buy gifts for family. I got to buy this. And I darn near had a heart attack, and I jumped in and I screamed. I said, what? I said, wow, that's exactly why you need this opportunity. That's why you need to do this. Because this time next year, you could buy your family whatever you want. This time next year, I want to make sure, I want to help you not have a $600 problem again around Christmas time. That's why you need to do this, because, again, we got to reach for their heart before we reach for their hand. So this is an easy, simple way to overcome any money objection during the holidays. I can go through many, many more, but we would be here all night. And I know everybody's got their family. But, you want to hit them with that. It's okay to jab at people in a polite way because, again, you want to help them change their mindset. It's okay to help others change their mindset. That's what we get paid to do. Now, if you find yourself trying to convince people, that's a different story. You don't want those people. Because if you're trying to convince and they get on board, guess what? You're going to have to convince them to get launched. You're going to have to convince them to do this, and you don't want to, you're not in the business of convincing. You know, we're not here to teach the chickens to soar like eagles. We're here to find the eagles to soar with. So again, you can have people change their mindset. You can overcome objections simply by asking them questions. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a question? Sure. So I know you said during the holidays, you know, you got family, you got to buy gifts and all that. But what about next year? Do you feel like if you don't do anything today, is next year going to change? Or are you still going to be like, well, I need the money, you know, to buy gifts? Because Jim Rohn says that if you want change, you got to change. Okay? So ask them about next year. Say, do you see anything changing? They're going to say, well, no, not really. That's exactly why you need to do this. Okay? You need to change your mindset. You need to stop being a consumer. You're going to be a consumer. Next year, you're going to be a consumer. What do consumers do? They consume. They get credit cards so they could buy stuff. They get loans so they could buy stuff. Well, we want to change their mindset from a consumer to an investor. What do investors do? They take out credit cards and they invest. They take out loans and they invest. So you just tell them, doesn't your family deserve that you become an investor? So next year around this time, you have all the time freedom in the world, and you can buy your family whatever you want. So it's just simple little ways of overcoming that, and it all starts with your mindset. Again, we're gonna say it probably 10 more times on this call because it's so important. You gotta have the right mindset, okay? So that's all I got. You know, thank you guys for being on this call. I want to wish everybody happy holidays. Spend as much time with your family as possible. Please take as many pictures with your family as possible because you just never know when you won't be able to. So I'm going to pass it back to my wife, Mrs. Mendoza.
Wow, that was absolutely amazing. I'm fired up. I'm taking notes over here. And I want to just go back to mindset and personal development because, you know, honestly, you know, some people here and there within my organization, even outside of my organization, but people just within Team Fusion, you know, some people just come up to me and they said, what do I do? I'm experiencing a little bit of, you know, lack of momentum. Like it's Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming up, you know, people are this, people are that, and kind of playing the blame game. You know, when honestly, if you're experiencing any type of lack of momentum, that's a lack of personal development. It is not a lack of momentum. It's a lack of personal development. And I believe Mr. David Nieves, our top producer, Purple Diamond, is the one that kind of branded me with that because I've tried to use it as an excuse as well. You know, I'm human too. But it's not a lack of momentum. It's a lack of personal development, okay? So you want to keep that in mind. And if you're having any type of a setback right now within your business, just know that it's not a setback. It's actually a setup for a comeback, okay? It's all about your mindset. You know, and when things get hard, you guys, when things get hard, you know, what do you do when nothing else works? When you feel you have just exhausted yourself and done everything that you can, what do you do when nothing else works? You work. You work even harder and harder and harder and harder. You know, one of our top producing double red diamonds, Mr. Brandon Stevens, you know, he basically says that if you're wanting to become a leader, you need to go past the point of you wanting to quit, okay? If you supersede the path of wanting to quit, that is the breaking point of when you are turning into a leader, okay? If you are exhausting yourself of three-way calls every single day, that just means you need to do one more three-way phone call, okay? If you are exhausting yourself of PBRs every single day, every single week, all that means is you need to do one more PBR. If you're exhausting yourself from sending out webinar links and following up with people, that just means you need to send out one more webinar and you need to do one more follow-up, okay? That's the only way that you're going to become or go from being just a distributor within Kyani to a leader within Kyani. Because at the end of the day, the only way that you're going to lose in this industry is if you do quit, okay? So real quick, you guys, it is all based upon your personal development. You know, your income growth will never exceed your personal growth. You know, you become what you think about most of the time. You know, I'm told this all the time. You become what you think about most of the time. So if you are a negative person or constantly surrounding yourself by negative people, complaining, I know tomorrow is Monday, and a lot of us, you know, a lot of you guys might still be caught up in corporate America, and maybe you don't like going into work, but if you're negative about it, negative things are going to happen, okay? If you change your mindset and if you become a positive person, surround yourself with positive people, if you're constantly feeding yourself with personal development, you're going to have a positive day. It's that simple, you guys. And also, you know, I know tomorrow's the last day of the month, and I know we're really going to be grinding, you know, today and tomorrow to make sure that we help our team get promoted, but we also want to make sure that we start, you know, creating a game plan for the month of December. Okay, the month of December is going to be absolutely huge, but you need to make sure that you have a plan, okay? You know, any entrepreneur that wakes up without a plan is unemployed. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Any entrepreneur that wakes up without a plan is unemployed, okay? That's huge. So we need to make sure that each and every one of us on this call, we're creating a plan, okay? You need to know what your diamond date is. Okay, and for some of you guys, maybe you're just a garnet or a jade or a pearl or a sapphire. Maybe you're not even thinking about diamond. Well, guess what? If you're never thinking about the position of diamond, then you're never going to hit the position of diamond. Okay, it's all about your mindset. So you need to make sure, first and foremost, that you have your diamond date written down. Okay, you need to make sure that you have a goal of what you want to achieve by the Orlando International Leadership Event in February, okay? You need to have these goals, but there's no way that without, you know, there's no way you can hit diamond by your diamond date if you don't have monthly goals, if you don't have weekly goals, if you don't have daily goals. So it's so important, especially for this month coming up, that we prepare ourselves before December 1st and we break down our goals, okay? What do I mean by break down your goals? I mean you need to know your numbers. Okay, let's say that you are wanting to hit the position of sapphire by the end of December. What do you need to understand and what do you need to do to be able to achieve sapphire? First of all, you need to know that to hit the position of sapphire, you need a total volume for the month of 10,000. Okay, and if you don't know that, write it down. You need 10,000 to hit the position of sapphire. Okay. So how do we break that down for what we need to achieve every single month, okay? Basically, we divide 10,000 volume by 500. let's just make it easy math and assume that every distributor is starting off, you know, at the $599, which is worth $500 in volume. So you divide a Sapphire volume, 10,000, by 500 in volume, and then you want to divide it by 31 days because there is 31 days in the month of December. So you need 0.6 apps, 0.6 new business partners every single day to be able to hit that position of Sapphire. Those business partners don't need to come directly from you. It needs to come from within your organization. So how do we make sure that we're getting at least 0.6 new distributors every single day so that we can hit the position of Sapphire? We need to make sure that every single new business partner, you know, that gets involved is getting launched properly. We have incredible, you know, new launch documents. We have a great launch call, you know, by Mr. David Nieves. The launch documents are a goldmine, you guys. We've had a lot of success from those documents. You need to have a goal in mind of how many webinars you're sending out every single day, whether it's 3 webinars a day, 5 webinars a day, 10 webinars a day. You need to have a number, okay? You need to know how many PBRs you're doing every day, how many PBRs you're doing every single week, every single month. You need to have those numbers down. And you also need to know how many three-ways do you have set to schedule every single day with your Upline Sapphire and above, okay? If you don't have those goals, you're not going to achieve Sapphire. You're not going to achieve, you know, diamond, okay? So keep that in mind and make sure that you guys are duplicating this system and this goal planning down to your entire team, okay? It's very, very, very important. Duplication is key because it's not about how good you are. It's about how duplicatable you are, okay? It's not about how good you are. It's about how duplicatable you are. Okay, and you don't want to be a sponsor monster. You don't want to recruit your way to the top. There's no way you're going to be successful if you just continue recruiting, and thinking that that's going to get you to the top. The only thing that's going to get you to the top is if you duplicate your way to the top, okay? So this goal planning is very, very, very important, you guys. And I just want to quickly break down a success percentage rate for you guys, okay? It's all about every single day, okay? You will have a 0% chance of success. 0% chance of success if you're using the word I won't, okay? You will have a 10% chance of success if you use the words I can't, okay? They're still negative words, okay? They're still very doubtful words. You will only have a 20% chance of success if you use the words, I don't know how, okay? 30% chance if you use the words, well, I wish I could, all right? 40% chance if you use the words, I want to. 50% chance of success if you're using the words, well, I think I might, okay? Thinking is not going to get you anywhere, okay? You need to know. So only 50% chance that route. 60% chance if you use the words, I might, okay? If you use the words, I think I can, you'll have a 70% chance of success. And if you use the words, I can, you'll have an 80% chance of success. And a 90% chance of success if you use the words, I am. And this is the best one yet, you guys. You will have a 100% chance of success if you use the words, I did, okay? Now, it stumped me a little bit when I first read this, and I was thinking, well, how can I say I did if I haven't done it yet, right? But then what I realized is it's all about the words that you use. You have to be careful every single day what you're saying. You have to be careful every single day what you're saying to yourself, because words are powerful, you guys. If you believe it, then you can achieve it. So if you're saying, I did hit the position of diamond, you know, I did walk the stage, you know, in 10 months at our next international event as a diamond, you know, I did do this. If you're already visualizing it, then there's no doubt in my mind and in your mind that you're going to be walking the stage as a diamond. It's really, really, really simple, you guys. But we're just fired up. You know, we're especially, you know, grateful to be on this call. We're definitely, you know, blessed and very humbled that Mr. Nieva has reached out to us to give you guys a little bit of golden nuggets and some training for you guys tonight. Just know that if you're not fired up, then you need to fire yourself. If you're not fired up, then you need to fire yourself and you need a checkup from the neck up, because you know, it's all about duplication. We want to make sure that we're duplicating our excitement, okay, that we're duplicating the system. Our system, you guys, is proven. Don't try to do this your own way. And especially, don't blame the holidays. Don't blame, you know, Christmas coming up or whatever it is that you guys celebrate. Don't blame anything other than yourself for any lack of momentum that's going on within your business, because it all starts with you. So thank you guys for hearing us out tonight. You guys have a blessed night. We're going to walk in and play some board games with our family. You guys have a good night.